Let's get to a guy that I loved. I loved playing with this guy. I only got to play for a year, but we used to call him the Legend. That was his nickname around the room. All the boys called him the Legend, the American Legend. Mr. Phil Housley, how are you doing tonight, Philip?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling, Struds. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, I know, Howie. I think the last time we saw each other, we were at a bar called Stanley's in Chicago a few years ago.
Could have happened, you know. probably getting something to eat after a game, I would imagine.
Yeah, we were always trying to get ready for the next one, that's for sure. Howie, obviously right now everyone knows you're the head coach of the World Juniors. I want to get down the minute, but I have to talk to you about your career. You had a fantastic career. You played nearly 1,500 games. I mean, maybe talk about when you were first a rookie, breaking into lead. Did you expect to have this kind of success?
Well, not really. I mean, being a high school kid going into the NHL, it was a big jump, and just trying to get comfortable. You never could foresee the future. You're just living in the moment. But certainly after the years have started piling up, I thought, I dedicated myself, in the summer so I could, prevent injuries and try to get that longevity. But I would have never have seen or thought about playing 21 years. When I was a young kid, I thought, geez, if I could grow a mustache and play till I was 27, I would have done something. So that was my measurement. But it was very fortunate to be able to survive that long, and I loved every minute of it.
Well, there's no doubt, Howie, you're a guy that took care of yourself. And were you one of the first guys that really started working out and doing stuff off the ice? Because I remember my first couple of years, there were some guys in there that had bodies that I wasn't really too impressed with, but you were always a guy that I heard had kept in shape. Then we played together, you were really in shape.
Well, I think it started with the 1980 Olympic team and just watching the video, but how they were training, because they were sort of emulating the Russians, because the Russians were always in top shape, and the only way the 80 team could have beaten the Russians is to be in that good of shape. But, my first year, going into my first year, my agent said that, Howie, you're going to have to probably play a half a year in the minors, and that sort of struck me with, the image of the minor leagues being a very tough and rumble league, and I worked extra hard going into my rookie camp, and it paid off. I was probably in the top two or three in shape, and as you said, there was a lot of guys coming to camp to get in shape, but that wasn't for me, and it just sort of stuck with me. You feel more confident, you get stronger, and you get prepared for the season, and I just sort of went in the attitude that I had to make the team every year. And I think that was the right attitude and outlook to have before he went into camp. But, that's sort of the story behind me being, in good shape before camp started.
There's no doubt. Phil Housley joined us here on the Strudwick Show. Howie, when I remember playing against you a lot of times, and then definitely we played together, you were so great on the power play. We have a young player here named Justin Schultz, who's a pretty good young player as well. But I'm wondering, when you put it all together, what kind of advice do you give young offensive players going into the NHL?
Well, you have to continue working on your skating and all the fundamental skills of handling pucks and shooting pucks. And you have to continue to work on that. And I think the power play, it's sort of an innate ability, or a hockey sense, so to speak, and the strategy of how to break down a penalty kill. And you can continue to learn and adapt to the times. There's been a lot of changes since I've been in the league when I was on the power play, and how they break out and what's their strategy in zone. But if you can keep up and try to stay a step ahead of the play, you'll always be in a good position on the power play, whether to distribute the puck, shoot the puck, handle the puck, and all those little things that people don't realize that take a long time to really hone. And you see all the Europeans, they continue to work on their game, even at the NHL level, before or after practice, doing special skills. And that's what I think you have to do, continue to work on your game. The innate ability in the hockey sense will take care of itself on the power play.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think that's a big thing right there. And a lot of young players don't realize that. They think once a guy makes it to the NHL or has been drafted, that the work is over. You've made it, you're fine. But, how true is it that's just when the real work begins, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. You've been a part of a lot of camps. I've been a part of a lot of NHL training camps. You can see the young kids coming in, and they're flying, and they have a great camp, nothing against that, but as the season wears on, you can see a little bit of a dip in their play, and they always have to continue to work on your game. And I don't care if you're a mite or an NHL player, the guys that do the little things, you know, after practice, before practice, it just seems that their game is consistent. And that's the way, you know, if you're having problems doing one thing like shooting puck coming off the wall or just shooting pucks in general, you have to go out there. If you're having problems handling the puck, you got to go out and do some puck drills or skating drills for that matter. But you can never do enough of that in the proper time, mind you, that just to continue to work on those things, because then in a game, it'll just come naturally.
Yeah, that's fantastic advice, really good advice. Phil Housley joined us here on the Stradwick Show. Howie, you're a guy that you know, is obviously a great power play player. When you look at the NHL today, who's a guy that you really love to watch work the power play?
Well, I think there's a many guys. Number one, sure. I like Sidney Crosby coming off the half wall. He just has that innate ability to find the open man, and he's a threat to score coming off the wall. I really enjoy the young defenseman from Ottawa, who
Carlson.
Had an outstanding rookie season, who was able to carry the mail, make plays inside the zone. I mean, a young guy that has a bright future, but, you know, certainly the guys that are at the top of their game, like Evgeny Malkin, you know, Datsyuk and Zetterberg, but one guy that I really, really liked was Nicklas Lidström.
Oh, yeah.
And his ability to move on the blue line, get the middle of the ice, and then be able to have his head up shooting the puck, and it just seems like he always gets that puck through to create a second opportunity for a player, either a tip or a rebound. He just has that uncanny ability, and I really admired that.
Yeah, he's a fantastic player. When you watched the league today, or when you were playing, you know, and we both got to play against some fantastic players, but the guys, of all the guys you played against, who was the one guy you thought had probably the greatest amount of skill you ever saw?
Well, I mean, number one, Wayne Gretzky.
Hello.
And number two, Mario Lemieux. I mean, they both did it in different ways. You know, Gretz had a great ability to, you know, process the game and filter it in his head way beyond anybody else, and he just knew where guys were going to be. Mario was a certain way in that way, but I think Mario could beat you one-on-one. When he was really skating well, he could protect the puck better than anybody and move, make moves while he was skating. That's what made him so dangerous before he really got, you know, back problems and Hodgkins. I thought he was a guy that maybe could have broken some of Gretzky's records, and I think those two guys, one, two, for me, were you know, just outstanding players, and they would have no problem playing in today's game.
Well, there's no doubt they're fantastic, fantastic players. Howie, as for all of us, we all have to stop playing at some point. We have to move on with life, and you're a guy that did something that quite a few guys get into, is coaching, and I'm wondering how you're enjoying the coaching so far.
Oh, I'm just enjoying it. You know, when I was retiring or thinking about retiring in 03, USA called me and asked me to be a co-coach for the U18 development program at the Four Nations Cup in Switzerland. And once I got over there, once I got up behind the bench, I just really fell in love with it. It's the closest place you can be, you know, without playing. You can feel the emotions, the intensity on the ice. And I just fell in love with that point, and I was fortunate enough to be able to take on my high school job here in Minnesota, in the district, school district that I live. And, you know, I just continue to try to learn and get better. I've been had opportunities to play or coach with the USA Hockey World Junior, you know, program and one at the national level. So, you know, I just keep learning a lot from everybody that I'm able to work with. And that's why I love it so much. You're part of the game. You're in the game. However, you don't have any control over the game, but
yes,
it's still quite rewarding for me.
There's no doubt. That's a very special thing to do. Phil Housley here on the Stradwick Show. Howie, when you, you know, you've been, I think this is your third, you're now the head coach of the USA World Junior team this year. This is your third time taking a run at this thing. How hard is it to pick the team? And what kind of players are you looking for specifically for this group?
Well, I mean, you know, you would like to fulfill the roles in your head, like having a couple scoring lines, an energy line, secondary scoring, and, you know, energy third and fourth line, but sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. You know, we had a camp earlier in August. We evaluated 45 players, and I've had the luxury, since I am a high school coach, to be able to go watch a lot of these players play right now in action at the collegiate level. Not so much in the major junior Canada, where I can't get to the West Coast or the East Coast, but we certainly have scouts watching those players that are in the hunt. And I think it just goes by, you know, the reports you get and what you saw at Lake Placid, and it's a decision collectively amongst a lot of players, my assistant coaches, Jim Johansson, the executive director and general manager of the World Junior Team, Tim Taylor is director of player personnel. So, yeah, I think we've got a pretty good handle on it, and some of the guys that weren't invited to the evaluation camp have really played themselves in a position to make the team.
Okay. No, that's fantastic. Now, one guy that's getting a lot of attention and who I haven't had a chance, I've seen him on YouTube, I haven't seen him play live, is Seth Jones. Maybe talk about this player and what he brings to your team.
Well, Seth has just got a physical presence just by looking at him. He's 6'5". He can skate. He can shoot. He can pass. He's got the great first pass out of the zone for a defenseman. And I really think he is made for today's game. The defenseman that you want that's able to move up with the play, create offense from the defense, and play in all the special situations, the power play and PK. So this young man has a bright future ahead of himself, and I'm just glad we're going to be able to have him on the team, because he is a specimen. And you know, his father, he's got some hereditary athletic ability. Was a basketball player in the NBA, so it's quite exciting to watch him play. Not only in the evaluation camp, but the American Prospects game in Buffalo. I mean, the kid flew halfway across the country. I think he arrived at 6 a.m. and he jumps into the game and he scores a goal. So he's a very, very special player.
Now, outside of Seth Jones, who are some of the players that the Canadian people want to watch because they're young, special talents?
Well, I think the guys that are returning are focused on first. You know, you got Jacob Trouba, who is a younger age kid last year. He still has a year of eligibility for the World Junior Team next year, and he made a quite an impact in the tournament last year. You know, Rocco Grimaldi, he was the guy that was hurt, is going to be, you know, right in the hunt. JT Miller was on the team last year. You know, he's playing with the farm system in New York, so, you know, he's getting to see some very, very good high speed, intense action. It's going to be very difficult right now. It's hard to name names because we've narrowed it down to a good number. I think it's going to be announced next week, but certainly it's going to be difficult to pick this team. I think our goaltending situation is very bright. Kirk Gibson is a returner from last year. I thought he gained a lot of knowledge and experience in that tournament. And he's probably going to be the number one guy when it's all said and done. But we haven't made that decision. But I really liked what I saw at the evaluation camp in August.
Well, Howie, it sounds like there's a lot of reason for Team USA to be very optimistic heading into this World Juniors. And I'll tell you right now, I'll be cheering for you, you know, because I know you and I really like you. I'll be cheering for your team, except when you play Canada. I think that's pretty understandable.
Well, we've got those guys the third game into the tournament. And, you know, Canada, traditionally, just being a part of the World Junior Tournament, has very, very good hockey teams. And, you know, they're going to probably have another great team coming up, so we'll have our hands full. But, you know, we're just going to try to get prepared and do the best job we can do.
Well, I'm sure if the team is prepared like the way you prepare for your games, the team will be just fine, and you guys will be have an excellent tournament. So, Howie, I want to wish you the best luck. Safe travels when you head over to Russia for the tournament. And we'll be watching. We'll get in touch with you again in the new year.
All right. Thanks, Struds.